It's the Mornings with Ed show, 8:38 the time, 22 before 9 o'clock, and a very good Friday morning to you. Some days are better than others, man, and this is one of the great ones. We've got Neil Francis in studio with us. Neil Francis has a brand new album called Changes. A Chicago native, we'll sit down and chat with him, but let's get right into the music. This song is off of Changes, and it's called These Are the Days. Laguna Beach, live from our beautiful Julie Lawton studios right here. Please welcome Neil Francis.
I've got nothing to lose now, but these tears I'm crying. It's our time that I pay the price, so that the next time, maybe I'll think twice. It doesn't matter to you, girl, to know that I'm in misery. These are the days your good graces are left and gone. Your left count the way that I done you wrong. These are the days your good graces are left and gone. Your left count the way that I done you wrong. It's 5 o'clock in the morning and I'm not home. My people, but I'm really alone. I know I'm keeping you waiting, girl, but I don't care. Come running to you if I went out of this chair. I'm so tired of hiding, baby, and getting wrapped up in lies. These are the days your good grace. They're left and gone, your left count the ways that I've done you wrong. These are the days your good graces. They're left and gone, your left count the ways. Your left count the ways. Your left count the ways that I've done you wrong.
Yeah, did I tell you it was going to be sweet? That's Neil Francis from the album Changes. That song was called These Are the Days, live in studio at our beautiful Julie Lawton Design Build Studios here in Laguna Beach. Off of the album Changes, another song. Let's welcome Neil Francis.
Ask my neighbor about you, baby. I asked him if your love would save me, and he said, listen to me, brother, I can't tell you how to do what's right. And I don't want you to hear me singing, 'cause then you'll know just what I'm thinking. Lord, forgive me and remove me from the ashes of the life I lived before. I don't love you 'cause I want to. I don't love you 'cause I have to. I love you 'cause I need you. I'm lucky that I have you. I love you 'cause I need you. I couldn't live without your love. Now that you have me while you need me, hurry up because I'm leaving. Lock me up, but don't forget me because I'm yours as long as I'm here. I keep asking you for answers, but I don't like the things I'm hearing. Hold me, please, get some sleep tonight. Don't read too closely to what I'm saying. I can't be trusted unless I'm praying. Lord, forgive me for the things that I've done and the things I've yet to do. I don't love you because I want to. I don't love you because I have to. I love you because I need you. I'm lucky that I have you. I love you because I need you. And I couldn't live without your love. I don't love you because I want to. I don't love you because I have to. I love you because I need you. I'm lucky to have you. I'm lucky I need you. And I couldn't live without your love.
Absolutely perfect way to end my week. I'm telling you right now, Neil Francis live in our studio, a couple of songs off the new album called Changes. The first one was These Are the Days. Second one, which you just heard. And it makes me feel like I'm sipping a cup of coffee in New Orleans, man. I swear I am sipping coffee in New Orleans. Come on in here. Let's have a conversation. And in the meantime, I want to give you something else off that album. This one is called Lauren. Thank you.
you're so pretty. You're like a vision, oh my lord. And you don't hide it. Even though you're modest with your words. And now I'm crying. Cause I'm the fool who chased you here. If I said I love you, you wouldn't even hear. And if I died right now, you wouldn't even shed a tear.
Neil Francis from the album Changes, and we have him in studio with us. A very good morning to you, Neil.
Hey, Ed, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I'm better now. Better now that I've had you here this morning, that we had a chance to hear your music.
Me too, man.
And yeah, right on. Right on for the chill vibe, by the way. Your music has a really singular, unique, chill vibe. I wanted to, and allow me for a moment, I wanted to kind of pigeonhole you into this Dr. John thing. And yeah, I hear elements of that, but there's other stuff I hear there too, man.
Oh, for sure, man. I mean, some really diverse influences. I loved Ray Charles growing up,
right.
Leon Russell, Stevie Wonder, Elton John, Chicago blues guys like Otis Spann, just long list of influences, man, more than I could cover here.
So how does a young kid start to hear those influences? And I imagine your growing up was in the 90s, right?
Yeah,
right?
I mean...
So how does a young kid hear those influences in the 90s?
Well, I mean, I have to thank my dad.
Right.
And my mom, you know, played piano, and she showed me some things when I was a kid. And okay. My dad had a bunch of records. He just turned me on to, man.
Right.
Just
so it was
age.
Like, here's a Dr. John vinyl, man. Let me blow the dust off it.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Like, you know, he just had like a kind of... truncated collection that he pulled from his larger there was like a tomb of records in the basement, like 800 records, and he kind of got the 100 choicest ones that he wanted me to listen to, and was like,
I love the term tomb of records.
Yeah, it was kind of like that, man. It was just a big cabin in the basement. I didn't find out about that until I was like, you know, 12 or 13.
Now, did you get those albums passed along to you?
I have them now. Yeah. I've gotten
Sweet.
To move them a few times.
That's the price for moving all
that
heavy
stuff. Yeah, hell yeah, man. 800 records, you know.
The song we just heard, Lauren. Is there a Lauren?
Yeah.
Okay.
She lives in Austin.
Okay.
And hopefully she's listening to this.
Tell me about the writing behind that song.
Well, I don't want to get too into detail, right. But she's just a friend of mine, really right. talented artist who lives in Austin, and... you know, we kind of had an on and off again thing, just a really great friendship now. Right. And, you know, there were some ups and downs in our relationship. And one time there was a down and
right.
I wrote that song.
Is it easier to write songs on downs than ups for you?
Man, I mean, I get just as much out of positivity in my life and just as much inspiration right. from that, you know. And I want to put that through there, even when I'm writing about something that's rough. I want right. there to be a silver lining in there because that's my experience.
Right. You know? Now, speaking of rough, you've had dark moments in your life. You've had to overcome addiction. Tell us about how long ago was that battle? And it still continues every day. I don't
For
mean
sure.
to say, yeah.
Oh, but, yeah. No, I mean, I celebrated 4 years last week.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's just, you know, if I do the things I know I'm supposed to do, on a daily basis, to keep the wolves at bay. Right. I can go anywhere and do anything, man. And just everything that's happened in my life with this record and everything is a result of that, right. you know.
So a lot of the songwriting came from the dark place.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Draw on that for sure.
All right. And the how does a smart kid with incredible talent and great parents, how do you fall into addiction? How does that happen?
I think it can happen to anyone. Right. It doesn't discriminate. I believe it's a disease. Right. And, you know, it comes out of a void that, you know, a certain percentage of us have,
right.
some more than others. But, you know, we try and fill that with food, sex, drugs,
right.
you know, and now I'm just trying to fill it with rock and roll, right, 100%.
You're doing a fine job filling it with rock and roll, brother. That was a fantastic switch, if ever there was one.
Yeah.
The song, the very first song out of the gate was called These Are the Days. And as soon as you get into 10 seconds of that song, you go, oh, there's some honky-tonk killing stuff.
Yeah, cool, man.
Tell me about These Are the Days.
These Are the Days, that was about another relationship before I got sober, with a girl who lives down in New Orleans now, actually. But, you know, we had a 3-year relationship, and I was doing all sorts of stuff to make her life difficult, you know.
Right.
I was really a tornado coming through her life, so... that was just kind of about being exposed and, you know, things just really getting turned on their head. And, you know, if I don't talk about it, if I don't write about it, then, you know, it's going to fester and it's going to become something that causes problems. So that's how I get everything out, man.
Do you have a favorite place that you write? Is there a chair in the house?
I got to write everywhere, man.
Yeah, everywhere you are. There's napkins with stuff on it.
Yeah, sure. Voice memos on my phone, just like writing... scribbling in a notebook, you know, just you never know when inspiration's gonna hit.
Right.
So
the Changes album is an amazing, amazing collection of songs, amazing, really well written music, and
Thank you, man.
And wonderfully arranged. And are you in charge of all of that? Do you have your finger on every button?
So the horn arrangements I did, and my friend Dom Frigo transcribed them for me, so we could have the horn players read them, and then. You know, I gave a lot of license to my, you know, core rhythm musicians.
Right.
So they could, you know, I hired the people I hired because I knew they would do it.
Right. You could give them license.
Right.
You say, here, this is what I'm looking. Boom. Then they
Man. Right. You hire the right people and they'll do what you want them to do and you don't have to hold their hand, man.
Right.
They're pros.
It's just a problem solver right there. Hire the right people.
Yeah, man. I don't have to coach anybody. They know what they're doing.
Right. What's next on the... Where are you playing next? Where can we find you live next?
So I'm playing at the... I'm playing at the Soda Box in San Diego.
Okay.
And we're going to be there tonight, actually, with the Black Pumas.
So you wake up this early in the morning to get here.
Dude, it's called the Soda Bar. That's how tired I am. And, you know, yeah.
All right.
So, I'm fried.
Yeah.
But this is awesome.
So was last night a performance night too?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Man. I was up in Highland Park at the Lodge Room. That was a slamming show.
So you
sold out.
You couldn't have got much sleep.
No, man.
And you roll into the studio here and you just kick butt.
Poor life, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I love every minute of it. Seriously.
Yeah. It shows. It shows face, and it shows in the music that you give us. Dude.
Thank you.
All right. I gotta tell you, thank you for putting on the KX shirt.
Oh,
man.
Dude, I needed a fresh one. Just rolled out of bed this morning.
Right on, man. Where do we find you online? Where do our listeners find all your stuff?
Anywhere digital music is purveyed, we have music. Neil Francis, NEALFRANCIS. And you can find us on, you know, at your local record store as well. We have LPs for sale, vinyl for sale, CDs, cassettes.
Right.
Any way you want to find us,
so
man.
When you hear music for the first time, do you like it on vinyl, or did you prefer? How do you like to hear your music? How do you ingest your music?
My music, wow. I mean, I
can't wait to hear this album on vinyl. I'll be honest with you.
I mean, it's been kind of fantastic. I'm still kind of pinching myself to have an actual LP. My music, it's really great. That's how I like to listen to stuff at home.
Right, you know? right
yeah,
on.
Yeah, man.
All right, so do me a favor, man. The next time you're around, stop on by.
I will.
Now that I know you can crash in Huntington Beach, I want you here, man.
For sure. You gotta thank Sam for that. But yeah, man.
Right on, Sam. All right, Neil Francis, the brand new album is Changes. You can find it at all of those places. I want to spell Francis correctly for you: FARNCIS. All right, that's Neil Francis. Thank you so much for being here this morning, man.
Thank you, Ed.
All right.